Randall.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We'll wait another minute.
Daniel.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We're starting. I think the people on the call are know where the handouts are and how to get to the correct handout. But if you don't, feel free to ask a question. We'll start with our L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Le'achta Shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine anachnu bayem l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer v'asot nachat ruach l'otzreinu v'lo atzot batzon boreinu v'ayhi noam adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenehu. Now we're going to speak some specific verses from the Psalms. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor Biadi Adonai Yohei Wahei Chazdecha Leolam Maasei Adi Chael Terech Echra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay V'evor ahalayich v'er ech mitposeset v'damayich v'yomar lach v'damayich chayi v'yomar lach v'damayich chayi Barchi nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohai Gadalta Meod Hod V'Hadar Levashta Ote Or Kashalma Note Shemaim Kairaya Now for the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yud Hei Vav Hei Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer The first letters of Sefirat HaOmer, Samach and He, have a gematria of 65, which is the name of God Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hayom Arba'a Yamim La'Omer. Today is day 4 of the Omer. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim chera v'yameinu. And we can all say amen. We're now going to do the menorah song, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a word and we'll stop at a letter. Lam natseach bim ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu ya'er. The word ya'er is a word that can be translated as a cause. Please contemplate ways in your life that you act as a cause and ways that you become an effect. Know that your role is to always be a cause. Even when you are doing something that someone else wants you to do, when you do that action from your own free will, you become a cause. In what way can you strengthen being a cause in your life? What do you need to change about yourself to become a greater cause? Panavitanusela Ledat Baaretz Darkecha Bekol Goim Yeshua Techa Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Ismech. The letter Chet of the word Yismechu is where we have stopped. The letter Chet has three components: a Vav on the right, a Zion on the left, and a carrot house connecting them together and symbolizing the center. The word Chet comes from the Shorash, the root that means animal. Use this letter to remove the base emotions, your animal emotions, from within you. How can I do that? Each time a base emotion occurs in you, stop what you are planning to do. Stop your reaction and throw that thought away. Now do it again the next time your base emotions present themselves. Keep doing it until your base emotions, your animal emotions, no longer come into your thoughts. Yismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu, Yivarkenu Elohim, V'yiru Oto, Kol Asei Aretz. We'll now do the Ana B'Koach. And we'll stop at the fourth word. Ana b'koach gedulat yeh. We stopped at the letter Yud. Meditate on this Yud, which has a gematria of 10. 10 connects to all of the Sephirot. Contemplate how this smallest letter is the most unified, and how you can duplicate that consciousness of being small and being unified within your very active life. Yamin chatatir tzerura Aleph et Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufreshayan sintet nun. Nagibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkacha, tamid Gam Lame Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Ezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Triachatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Our next step is to remember the 42, which is 49 journeys in the desert. This fourth journey is from Etam to Pi HaCherut, from the Freedom Valley or the mouth of the river This location was named Pi HaCherut since it was here that the Jewish people became free people. Cherut means freedom in Hebrew. The Baal Zephon was an Egyptian deity. In the next leg of our life journey, as we lose our childhood innocence and mature into adults, we begin to take on complex and paradoxical features. On one hand, we become free, independent adults, able to make rational decisions, driven not by childhood emotions, but by sober reflection. But on the other hand, our newfound freedom also faces a looming idol in the north. We begin to be tempted by worship of false gods, self-worship, worship of money, worship of power, or other man-made deities. As we grow through our development, this may be the essential goal of all education. We will have the option to become a towering force for good or a tower of vanity in our own eyes. In your meditation, ask yourself the question, are you building a tower of vanity or a tower of good in this world? And what can you do to make sure your actions always are for the good? Our next step is to actually count the Sefirah, the third method of counting. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe. Avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kede litacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, v'toratach, usvartem lachem mimacharat, ha-shabbat miyom haviachem, et omer ha-tenefa, Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot Yehiye Tihina Mimacharat HaShabbat HaShavit Tisafru Hamishim Yom Kidei Sheyitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizo HaMa'atam Uvechein Yehi Ratzon Mil fanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shevi Schut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shibhagamti Besefira Netzach Shebechesed. Today's Sefirah's Netzach Shebechesed. Netzach is eternal victory. And chesed is loving kindness. Now stop and meditate on what is the meaning of Netzach Shebechesed. Some attributes for Netzach: eternity, eternal victory, success, bright, manage, purity, pure. This is the week of loving kindness. What does eternity look like in the frame of loving kindness? What does eternal victory look like in the frame of loving kindness? V'et taher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 19th day of Nisan, Rabbi Yehoshua Falk, then Rabbi Alexander HaKohen, Rabbi Aaron HaGadol of Karlin, Rabbi Menachem Ben, Rabbi Elazar Ziemba, Rabbi Shlomo Leib of Lenchk, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Weiss of Spricha, Rabbi Shmuel Alexander Unstorfer, and Rabbi Drizin has brought us to the 55 prophets, 48 male and 7 female. And the prophet that is related and connected to Netzach Shebechesed is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, our teacher. The Keter of Moshe's name is in the book of Shemot. V'tahar ha'isha V'talid ben v'tara Oto kito Hi v'tats panecha nehu Shaloshai mirchiyam. That's the end of our counting for today. Tomorrow is Shabbat, and we won't meet again in class, in conference call, until 6 p.m. West Coast time tomorrow, where we will do Havdalah. And then at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will again count the Omer. I hope you'll join us for all three, or any one, or any combination of the three. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Sabbath. Remember that Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. We will continue our preparations for the holidays. The seventh day of Pesach, which is the splitting of the Yam Suf, the breaking of our own personal limitations. And then at 8:30 Sunday evening, we will again count the Omer. Please plan or schedule, put on your calendar that on starting April 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 3 p.m. West Coast Time, we will begin a series of classes on Lashon Hara, evil speech, how to avoid it, how to not say it, and God forbid if we are hearing it, how to handle that and not fall into the negative system through this kind of mistake. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.